are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. Russ is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor and my co-host for our weekly get-together called Cinema Chat. Good to see you again, my man.
Yeah, good to see you. Well, there's a lot going on this week, so I thought we'd start the show by focusing on some stuff.
There's so many choices this week.
Absolutely. So here's what to see this week. So put it on your list. There's five films. It's a lot of films, but we like that, you know, going to five
choices
movies
are good.
In a week. Yeah, absolutely. So First Man is Damien Chazelle's film. He did La La Land and Whiplash, a really great
I
director.
I loved Whiplash.
Very young. And Ryan Gosling stars as Neil Armstrong in a literal moonshot movie, and it's gotten great, great reviews. Colette stars Keira Knightley as the French author in the context of the scandalous Belle Epoque era, which is the late 19th, early 20th century in Paris. But it's very, very cool, a really excellent period film. And you know, Colette was a very famous author, and it's about her early career as a farm girl coming into Paris and then writing these hit books. The Old Man and the Gun is Robert Redford's last film. Maybe, maybe not. But
yeah,
anyway.
He's backed off a little bit.
But it's got a great cast and a wonderful script, and it's just very, very well reviewed. Old Man and the Gun. So First Man, Colette, Old Man and the Gun. If you haven't seen A Star is Born, it's a great remake. Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, see it. And then at the multiplex, Bad Times at the El Royale, we actually did a preview screening of this last week, and people loved it. Great cast, Jeff Bridges, Chris Hemsworth, John Hamm, Dakota Johnson, to name a few. And it's a pure popcorn fun with a tinge of social context. So anyway,
I'm a big Jeff Bridges fan. So
yeah. So anyway, First Man, Colette, Old Man of the Gun, Star is Born, Bad Times at the El Royale. Now that's what to see this week. Mark your calendar. Halloween's coming up. Not a surprise to anybody.
I'm glad you noticed.
And we have a whole bunch of Halloween films that are coming up. So on the 19th, Friday the 19th at 7 o'clock, we're doing our Nosferatu that we typically
every year.
The first Dracula film, in a sense, the first horror film. 1922 silent film. But instead of doing it with organ, our theater organ, we're actually doing it with a trio called the Little Bang Theory, and they play on toy instruments, and they are amazing. They are amazing, and they're so charged up to do this. So Nosferatu with live musical accompaniment on Friday, November the 19th.
That'll be fun.
It will be. And then Rocky Horror Picture Show, the great
always
ritual film that people go to. That's going to be on Saturday the 20th. Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, Barry Boswick star. And there's going to be a shadow cast, a cast that helps the audience act through it. They're called the Leather Medusas. So that's going to be at the Michigan Theater. Last year, we literally sold out the Michigan Theater, 1,600 seats.
Is that right?
For this movie. So check it out. You got to get your tickets in advance. Nosferatu on the 19th, Rocky Horror Picture Show on the 20th. And then we've got some other stuff coming up. On the 21st, we're doing a family film called Hocus Pocus, which is actually a lot of fun. Bette Midler's in it, Sarah Jessica Parker.
They play like witches, right?
Yeah. Kathy Najimy. And that's part of our family-friendly film series, Young Frankenstein, which is a
Mel
film that you really like.
Love that movie.
And that's going to be on the 23rd. And then on the 26th, The Exorcist, which made Ellen Burstyn
another one of my favorites.
Linda Blair a star. That's going to be on the 26th at 9:30. The Babadook, which is the more recent version of this, is going to be on the 27th, and that's the midnight film. And then Frankenweenie, which is another family film. It's a Tim Burton animated film.
So it's a weird family film.
Yeah, it's
a
little weird.
There's nothing that Tim Burton
absolutely
does that isn't a little weird.
A nerdy kid brings his dog back to life because he's so distraught at his loss. Well, so those are things to plan ahead for. Getting back to what's playing right now, Robert Redford stars in The Old Man and the Gun. Now, he plays a escaped San Quentin prisoner. He escaped at age 70, and he became kind of a folk hero. This is based on a true story about Forrest Tucker, who was actually an old movie star that was in F Troop.
But oh, right, right, right.
It's not that Forrest.
Oh, not that Forrest Tucker. Okay.
But,
I was like, I didn't know he went to jail.
Yeah, exactly. But Casey Affleck plays the police officer that's looking to hunt him down. Sissy Spacek is the love interest. Robert Redford's love, or her, she's her interest in her. They're interested in each other. And the reviews on this have just been great. The critical consensus is a well-told story brought to life by a beautifully matched cast. The Old Man and the Gun is pure, easygoing entertainment for film fans and a fitting farewell for a legend. So,
yeah, he said it was going to be his last, but I don't know.
Old Man and the Gun, you got to go check it out. Opens today, actually, with full schedule playing over the weekend. And then First Man is a film that Damien Chazelle, again, this guy that did La La Land and Whiplash, and the star of La La Land is Ryan Gosling. It plays Neil Armstrong, and it takes place between 1961 and 1969 as the race to
race
get to
space.
The moon,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Which was, you know, it was actually kind of outrageous that in 1960 they said we're going to go to the moon, and it was like
a decade later
we didn't have much of a space program at the time, and then it actually happened. So this tracks this through the eyes of Neil Armstrong and the sacrifices that he made in terms of family and his personal life, and really what an outstanding and private guy he was. And so anyway, this opens this weekend as well. There's also going to be a special screening on Tuesday the 16th at 7 o'clock, when we're bringing in Mark Moldwyn, who's the executive director of NASA's Michigan Space Grant Consortium, to do a Science on Screen special screening of this. But it opens this weekend, so you can go check it out.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Russ Collins is here, and tell me a little bit more about Colette, another one of the must-see movies this week.
Yeah, so this is set in Paris in the very late 19th century, and it was a period that was called the Belle Epoque. It was kind of the peak of Parisian culture. Paris was the center of the world in so many ways at that particular point in time. It was also pretty decadent, and a lot of really interesting artistic things were going on. The Impressionism was taking place at that time, and all the great Toulouse-Lautrec posters and all of those kind of things that you might be called to your mind of that period. And in this period, Colette, who was literally a farm girl that married an older man who was an author, who actually contracted with other people to write stuff and published it under the name of Willie. He married her. He was 15 years or something like that older than Colette was. And she ended up writing a book that was very, very popular. And then there were three sequels, I believe. But then it got very dicey between the two of them because she did not benefit from the financial returns of the book. She fought for her independence. And it's a very apropos tale to now. It's a historical context. Great visuals on this period piece of Paris and the turn of the 19th to 20th
century. Yeah, I've
heard
some smattering of talk about awards for Keira Knightley.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely an award in terms of costumes and all kinds of other stuff, but Keira Knightley. Colette is probably best known for writing a book that Gigi, the movie and the musical, was based on. But she actually wrote that much later. This is earlier in her career. And the critical consensus is great. Formerly familiar, but a brilliant match for its leads. Colette is a thoroughly entertaining biopic and is overdue testament to Keira Knightley's
underrated gifts. Oh, there you go. See, I was right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we have some limited engagements. One that the folks are really charged up about are Matangi Maya MIA. So this is about the rap artist or the blended artist MIA, who's a British citizen, but she was, as a young girl, she immigrated from Sri Lanka with her family. And it's all about identity and music and expression. And when she was known as Matangi, when she moved from Sri Lanka in the UK, she was known as Maya. And then as an artist, she's known as MIA. And this is something that a lot of students are really charged up about, sponsored by the Michigan Daily. So go check that out.
I am unfamiliar with her music, but I certainly am interested in the tale.
Yeah.
It's quite a story.
Absolutely. And then the late night films, again, again, kind of a lead up to Halloween, The Evil Dead, which was actually, it's about Michigan State students, and it was directed and starred Michigan State students. One of my classmates, Ellen Sandweiss, was in the film when I was in acting in theater school.
It didn't take long for that to become a cult classic.
It sure did, and with spinoffs as well. So that's going to be Friday at 9:30. And then Saturday, the midnight film is Cabin in the Woods, which has Chris Hemsworth and lots of other folks. Gun Crazy continues our film noir series. And then we've got a great series of Polish history and film. We're doing The Pianist on Wednesday the 17th. If you haven't seen The Wife, go see it. If you haven't seen Star is Born, go see that. The Wife is actually going to go away pretty quick. And that's Academy
Award.
That's
over at the state now.
Yeah. Yep. And then Bad Times at the El Royale. The critical consensus on this is very, very good. Smart, stylish, and packed with solid performances. Bad Times at El Royale delivers pure popcorn fun with salty tang of social subtext.
And it's got Jeff Bridges, so you can't go wrong.
And a great cast.
Yeah, exactly right. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and a lot of great movies to pick from this week. See one or more, and let us know what you think. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.